Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Thanks for letting us interrupt your viewing of Stranger Things or whatever you're streaming on a Friday night. Maybe you've gotten in the car and you got to go to grandma's house or on the highways and byways of life, because I certainly sat in traffic today. Whatever you're doing, do it safely. And thanks for bringing us along, being part of our extended family as we go. Team is assembled once again. Jason Smith, he worked a little earlier this morning. So tonight, once again, Rich Ornberger, my guy, former NFL lineman, our teammate here at Fox Sports Radio, he steps up and he's ready to step in and lay the smackdown on the Pac-12. Kevin Durant, and all the chaos that's going on. Some $3 billion are thereabouts spent in the NBA today. We'll break down that as the night goes on, talk about some betting odds, and what is on Rich's plate, because they do food blogs down there in San Diego. So I'll start right now. I mean, are we still working towards, you know, Dodgers, Padres kind of fair here, or are we already appetite sated?
Friday night is going to be an order-in night at the Wurmburger Casa.
Go.
Yeah, so I think we're either going to do tacos or sushi. I mean, you can't get really further apart in terms of cuisine, but, you know, occasionally they'll slip a jalapeno on a sushi roll, I suppose. So that's what's happening. It's one or the other. Who knows? Maybe if we get really crazy, it's going to be both around here. But
no, that's what you talk about right there. Just
absolutely.
Set up the entire lineup. Another great day in sports talk. Why? Because it's all rumor, conjecture, speculation. And what do we do better for 3, 4, 2 hours, whatever the show length is at a time, than speculate on whereabouts and trades being forced and all that stuff. So we've got plenty of that on the horizon, Rich, and people are trying to figure out the next dominoes to fall in the giant college football landscape. And I wanted to bring attention to the Pac-12 statement from earlier today, but to back it out a little further to the statement that Cal released and get your reaction to this. Ready?
Yeah, I haven't heard this yet. Let me hear it.
There you go. This is a significant development for our university and the Pac-12, and we're engaging in constant communication with the leadership and our conference partners. Regardless of what the future holds, we maintain our steadfast commitment to the athletic and academic success of our student-athletes. With 3 national championships during the past year, I mean, this is the Ric Flair, you know, wooing and strutting walk right here. With 3 national championships during the past year, excellent APR scores, and an unwavering commitment to our DEIBJ efforts, Cal Athletics is well positioned for a strong and successful future. Because Cal is one of those wild cards in this whole thing, as is Stanford, right? Been some speculation related to independence, perhaps, for them, or a realignment, reshuffling that puts them with other academic powerhouses. Not to go deep into what else is in the Pac-12, but suffice to say, here in Southern California, when you say Arizona State, folks kind of, you know, nod their head and go, a fine academic institution. Sorry for any of you listening in Arizona or are graduates of Arizona State. But that's the reality that we're looking at. So for Cal to issue that there's nothing to that statement other than peacocking over 3 titles, which I thought was brilliant, right? It doesn't address the losses, doesn't address what their part of anything is. Like, no, we trust our leaders. Now, it is new leadership. So Larry Scott, who is the punching bag to all of what has transpired, he's no longer in power. This is just what he wrought with decisions made and the trust placed in him long ago.
I look at a situation for Cal or Stanford or Oregon, or like you mentioned, Arizona State even, or Arizona for that matter, even though they've both been struggling as of late. I mean, you look at a lot of these programs in the Pac-12, and I mean, okay, let's be very honest with each other. There are a couple of programs in the Pac-12 who I really do think move the needle nationally. I think that they've played in enough big games lately that people will be interested when you hear, you know, an Ohio State-Washington matchup. The Huskies take on the Buckeyes on a big noon Saturday. Fox, you know, okay. Yeah, you got my interest. You know, assuming both teams are trending in the right direction during a season, or a Stanford against Penn State, or against an Ole Miss or something like that. Yeah, sure. Okay. But USC and UCLA leaving, and UCLA playing terrible football. It's a basketball school at this point.
Well, and everything else, right? That's mm-hmm. the big thing you get with UCLA is all of the Olympic sports.
Yeah, it's everything else. It's the Rose Bowl, the facilities, mm-hmm. the history, the uniforms, the market. Like, there's a lot that makes you love UCLA. The Tier 1 research facility that it is. I mean, there's a ton about it you love, but athletics probably comes in a close third or fourth or fifth to a lot of the other things that UCLA offers. But USC's got a lot of those boxes checked. The way I look at it is this. All of these schools should be putting on their Sunday best and trotting out and getting onto all the dating apps and swiping right with as many of these conferences as they possibly can, because you're hoping for a match at this point. Because the Pac-12, and I read that statement, I mean, that's a conference who is really hurting. I mean, they've been wounded as a conference, and very curious if they survive it.
Yeah, I was reading John Canzano. He's one of my favorites to get the inside on the Pac-12, right? He and our guy Petros Papadakis, probably two guys I trust in terms of their reporting, because they will be harsh as necessary and throw the flowers, you know, when the conference deserves it. Not a lot of that of late. But John Canzano, BFT, is the Twitter account. He's got his own website, and he's there in Oregon each and every afternoon. His Heisman vote, all of those things. And he is tweeting out about these things, right, that USC, through a source, USC and UCLA had been talking about this as of last summer. So it's out there. Yet it's – that anything you've read, anything you've heard – to me, it keeps coming back to, it seems that the Pac-12 leadership got caught with their pants down.
Yep.
Which is embarrassing at a whole other level, right? Because as a new leadership body, as it said, Larry Scott leaving, you should be reaching out to all your member organizations and at least doing the, you doing okay? Right? It's the thing the boss does, right? You've got to have your employee checkups each year, right? It's performance reviews, but a lot of it is just a, you know, maybe you give me a little insight of what's going on in your division, your department, with your coworkers and your little cohort or whatever, and maybe you glean some insights. Maybe they've got an idea of how to streamline production, whatever. This sounds like there was no check-in.
No.
You took the job and it was like, all right, I'm full ahead to this. Like, meanwhile, the other, you got everybody looking around going, all right, we're in this vacuum. Now, we have this alliance, but, you know, nobody's holding us to any of that. That's all theoretical. So USC and UCLA realizing, wow, look at the money over there. Look at the opportunities that this would represent for our universities to play on this bigger stage, to gather all of those funds that would then be disseminated and distributed to help in the, you know, with the athletes and with our programs and continue to build. I just dereliction of duties is what it comes down to. Canzara also, this was from earlier today, and this is the one I think was a bigger deal that really stood out to me. Spoke to lawmakers in Washington and Oregon today. There's a movement afoot to emphasize that the public and taxpayers do not want public Pac-12 universities split from each other.
Mm.
So the effort, in theory, would keep them all them together in Oregon and Washington, because obviously you want Oregon and Washington. No disrespect to the good people at Oregon State. Got friends that went there, or those at Washington State, but let's call it what it is. As you said, you know, if there's a Washington game against Ohio State or whatever in one of these kickoff classics, generally folks are going to tune in. Now, it's more Ohio State than other, but, you know, it's one of those tests, litmus tests of where your conferences stack up, right? Let's do a bowl game in September. And so this, with lawmakers getting involved, I think it would be a very curious process to see how that would play out.
I just think it's going to move too fast. This is what I see happening. Look, don't get me wrong. I agree that lawmakers will and want to get involved, because when it comes to sports, if a politician can make a connection to a sports team that is somehow aiming to wrong a city, or you know, do something that may not be in the best interest of another, you know, companion school in that state, well, they'll jump at the opportunity to, you know, serve their constituents, especially when it comes to something that doesn't really matter, you know, in the grand scheme of things, whether Oregon and Oregon State play in the same conference. I mean, is that saving any lives, or is that hurting anybody really? The answer is no. But it's an easy thing to curry favor amongst the general public that may or may not vote you back into the office you serve in the upcoming election. So, yeah, why not? Throw your hat into that ring. But I just think it's going to move too fast for the government and the warship, the aircraft carrier that it is, to get turned around and get moving in the right direction before decisions are made. I mean,
well,
I
would say this, Rich, not to, you know, stop you there, but the idea, I think, for pairing them to make the argument for lawmakers is, if they are public institutions,
yeah,
now you've got, in theory, it should all be pooled money, shouldn't it?
Well, UCLA is a public institution. It's a UC school. It's a UC system. It's a University of California. You know, it doesn't matter, Mike. I just don't think that any – look, don't get me wrong. If they hustle legislation through and they find a way to get something done expeditiously – and that might be the first time, you know, we've ever said that about governmental practice, then yeah, I mean, maybe there's a chance to stop something before it occurs. But I think we're going to see fast action here. I don't think Oregon or Washington or, shoot, Colorado or Arizona State or Arizona or any of these Pac-12 schools that have an opportunity to jump ship for a better opportunity are going to be slowed down by the threat of legalese. They're going to do what they think is best for their coffers, for their alumni base, which, by the way, many of their alumni, if they have enough money, can sway certain things politically.
No,
you know,
certainly.
It's just,
yeah, and look, obviously UCLA is public. I wasn't even including them in the mix because that's done.
No, no, I know.
And California lawmakers are what they are, and you and I are both subject to their whims. But if you are in another state where something hasn't happened yet, perhaps you can rally now that, you know, this came out of the blue on them, evidently. Because that's the thing that just baffles me. Really, nobody was wise to this happening. They all look like they were standing around like a bunch of dopes. And I don't mean the politicians. I'm talking about the other member units of the Pac-12.
Yeah.
This was all done under cover of night. Billions of dollars over the next 10 years. And everybody was clueless this was happening.
Yeah, and it's going to keep happening, and that's my point is. And also, I'm not completely convinced that either A, lawmakers really want to test those waters and make strong action to preclude an Oregon, for example, from joining a Big Ten should they want to, because that'll be unpopular amongst a lot of voters as well. You know, for as many people are like, oh, good, we're keeping Oregon State and Oregon together, there, half the crowd is going to say, that was the wrong thing you just did. Maybe more than half the crowd. Who knows? I don't know how huge the alumni base is. But I guess my point is, this is going to be, or this has been and is going to continue to be, an ask for forgiveness, not for permission situation.
Oh, sure. Next 18 to 24 months are going to be insane.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going to see a lot of teams go, whoops,
mergers.
Sorry, we're now an SEC team. It's like, wait, what? What's going on here? You know, it's Hawaii's in the SEC. Yeah, she's sorry.
As we talked about yesterday, right? And I think Pete Futek had the perfect summary statement to it. It's like, once the football gets kicked off, who cares?
Right. Right.
And that's, I mean, and you care in the larger sense from the, all right, does this make it harder for my team to get to a bowl game, or if we're in, and even if you care about bowl games, because maybe you make those trips. Maybe you're an alum that decides wherever my team goes, that's where I'm headed, whether it's a great destination or it's a bowl game you've been to four times in the last 6 years. Maybe that's it. And I'm talking about certainly in the Big Ten, folks that find themselves in Texas with great regularity.
Oh, yeah.
No disrespect to those bowl games, but hey, we got our bid and we're there again. So if I'm an alum, am I going there for the fourth time? Maybe, maybe not. But it's try beyond that, you know, and if there is a team that might have eyes on a playoff berth, because eventually that probably expands. But in the interim, you know, you're saying, all right, does this make the path that much harder? And how do we schedule as many cupcakes on the early part of the schedule as we can? But outside of that, it all goes out in the wash pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Here's the hypothetical that's been pinging around in my head. I was tweeting about it earlier today. You know, so the Big Ten continues to absorb other big brands around college football. You know, maybe they do get a deal done with Oregon and Stanford. You know, maybe they do want to expand into the Colorado market and they grab the Buffaloes. You know, who knows where else and how many other teams. And say the SEC, you know, turnabout's fair play, they continue to expand. At some point, it feels like we're heading towards is the SEC either branching off on its own, the Big Ten branching off on its own and playing against each other, or potentially forming an alliance amongst the two mega conferences, and then really just telling everybody else to butt out. Because if you have the Big Ten, which, you know, turns into the Big 20 or the Big, you know, 24, whatever, however long the expansion goes until it stops, or the SEC has something equivalent in terms of numbers of participant schools, you know, you get a deal done, maybe they could even find a way to pay players. Maybe they could even find a way to fracture from the NCAA as we know it. And college football is going to be played between these two mega conferences, and players are going to get salaries. And, you know, again, like we were talking last night, Mike, you know, we're not going to be able to call them student athletes anymore. We'll be able to still call them collegiate athletes, but we're going to be talking about semi-professional football, a minor leagues where you're actually going to be able to make a killing because of the popularity of the contest. I'm really curious, like, what the effect is going to be in the long run, and what college football looks like 5 years from now, or even 10 years from now, if it's going to look even anything like it looks right now.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Oh, fun topics all abound here. All around us. And not just what type of potato salad do you like? Because you'll have other shows do that for you. Top five coming up. Mike Harmon alongside Rich Ohrenberger, The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations to Target now through June at the on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations, they do apply. Rich, as we roll through, U.S. is as a 3-0 lead on Honduras. I saw one of the worst goals ever, and it would be where if this happened on my daughter's team and other teams I've watched, you'd probably have a full-on brawl between the other members of the defensive backfield. It was right before halftime. Nifty move, goalie goes to make a play. Defender does the right thing, coming in thinking he's going to sweep, but he whiffs on the ball. Tapped in by the U.S. to make it 3-0. And then they went to half. Second half just underway. We've got Dodgers-Padres part two. I'm sure you were on air all morning talking about the sky falling.
Yeah, you know.
Or at least Hartman was.
It was subdued because of the news out of college football. You know, there is definite interest in the Padres in San Diego. It's the only professional sports team left. But there was a lot of excitement about what all these moves that involve Southern California with UCLA and USC leaving to go to the Big Ten means for San Diego State.
Sure.
You know,
we talked about it yesterday. New stadium on board. Guy like Rich Ohrenberger in the booth calling the games. I mean, there's a team that has been very exciting and has climbed the rankings the last few years, right? Including some big names and guys that broke through, particularly the punter, that you got to celebrate a bunch. So, yeah, it's got to be exciting times. No question about it. But I know your co-host, Mr. Hartman, was lamenting legacies, histories, and 107 years of tradition.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Just the guy he is.
Yeah, well, all of a sudden, we find ourselves conference rivals. You know, UCLA, the Bruins and Nittany Lions, a rivalry that has spanned the ages. So here we are, you know, his alma mater against mine. Whenever it is they make it on the schedule against each other, battle lines drawn within the studio.
Well, you know, it's funny is that I did go back in Northwestern back in April on the 20th. Do with that what you will. They had actually announced the home and home with UCLA for 2033 and 2034.
Oh,
so
good.
So people were pointing that out, going,
that'll
hey.
That'll be a conference game now.
Yeah, now obviously that'll shuffle up, and we'll see how quickly they play and what the scheduling actually looks like, Rich. I mean, the other – clearly folks were waiting on a late Friday news dump of, by the way – here's four more teams that joined. Good night, everybody. Go enjoy your holiday weekend. Hasn't happened yet. I keep refreshing to see, but you certainly are wondering what the other dominoes to fall are. And as we talked about a little bit last night, what that scheduling algorithm becomes on the other side, right, in terms of rivalries like we've seen with the other conferences to shift away from divisions of, hey, here's three, quote, rivals that you play each week. Each year, I should say, and then you shift in and rotate the rest of the schedule. Interesting conceptually. We'd be curious to see how that would play, and certainly wondering where USC and UCLA fit within the current divisions if they stay intact, and how things get shuffled about.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is West Coast teams in general kind of get the raw deal in terms of travel, even in the NFL, and you know, that it's just a reality, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you travel a lot more if you're the Seahawks, the Chargers, the Rams, the Raiders when they were in Oakland. They're a little bit closer to center now. I mean, a little bit in Nevada. But you get the drift. Like, West Coast teams, they are up against it a little bit, especially when they're playing out of division for the most part. There's not short flights. So the way it's going to work out for UCLA and USC is there's going to be a lot of 3-day trips or 2-day trips where they're going to go out a day early. They're going to try to charter back right after the game ends on game day. And it's just going to be what it is. You know, it's going to be interesting how they set up the other sports, though, because I know obviously with Title IX, with Olympic sports, if all sports join the same conference, you're going to have to accommodate. You're going to find you're going to find out how to make all those pieces fit, though, because at the end of the day, the paycheck that you're receiving from these broadcasting rights deals that the Big Ten has consummated with Fox, I mean, you're getting a tremendous paycheck just being a part of this, you know, so they'll figure it out. I can promise you that. And also the athletes, you know, you're talking about name, image, and likeness. You got UCLA players who are going to be playing in primetime games on the East Coast against teams that have, you know, appeared recently in the college football playoff. I mean, that stuff helps sell also. So you have a big game against the Buckeyes. You have a big game against the Nittany Lions. You have a big game against Michigan, should they be on top this season. You know, should Notre Dame join the Big Ten? Should Oregon join the Big Ten? Like, if you have a participant list that gets you even more views, more likes, more hits on your social media profile, if you're one of these guys who's chasing the name, image, and likeness dream, it's going to only help.
Yeah, money starts to flow. I mean, think about the money to be made now with those extra eyeballs off the Big Ten Network. Think of UCLA gymnastics.
Oh,
some
yeah.
of the stars that have made viral videos and crazy performances routine. I mean, it's called a routine, but I mean, they look effortless watching them bandy about and bounce across a mat and just leave me marveling that I barely get out of bed each morning.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all seven rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade, with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Kevin Durant, I was having this conversation with our executive producer, Bo Benson, in for Justin Frostberg tonight. With Kevin Durant, I'm starting to treat him a little bit like I did the entire situation with Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson before he eventually got dealt. That you put it out with your media minions of, no, I'm not satisfied and I want out. Like, get in front of a microphone. You find your way into a lot of scenarios where you're chirping or you're on Twitter. So just say it. Just say what you want and be done with it. But it's curiosity of all the reporting that we'd had of, all right, he wants to make sure that Kyrie's there. Well, Kyrie's back, right? Opts into his deal. Didn't get an extension, but he's there for this year. So the old, all right, can't you just get through at least a training camp and maybe there's still hope that you can get a long-term deal into play? Or maybe, I don't know, the Nets want to see that Kyrie actually wants to play basketball.
Right.
Go figure.
Well, and you know, the one thing I will say and add to the equation here is the fact that they didn't extend Kyrie might have been a signal also to Kevin Durant. Now that you think about it, right, that makes him easier to trade than if he has a long-term extension, you know, because that can be worked out with the new team, whereas if it's already hammered out, you know, in a sign-and-trade scenario with the Nets, or really if they make a commitment, chances are it's because they want to keep them, you know, so that turns off trade candidates as well. You know, that's the reason why this was such a surprise, because as we outlined yesterday, Mikey, I mean, Kevin Durant hasn't even started game one on a 4-year contract extension
Sure.
he signed with the Nets. So it is strange, and I do agree with you, though. The back channeling that has to occur when it comes to athletes asking out of a situation, I guess the only thing you could say, if they never said it in their own words and say all the trades go sideways and Kevin Durant somehow ends up playing for the Brooklyn Nets, I guess he could come back and say, yeah, look, there were frustrations on both sides, but we figured it out. As opposed to then having to answer questions for his exact words. You know, remember, Kevin, when you said, I can't play here anymore. Why is it that you can now play here? You know, whereas if it's some agent talking or if it's just a sourced report that was leaked, it's a lot easier to handle the public backlash on the other side of a failed trade attempt.
Well, if you listen to him and believe him at his words, he doesn't care what you think.
Right.
That he floats on, which we all know is, well, nonsense. But look, it's his world. We're just living it and trying to read the tea leaves. Currently, you know, I again, would hold my stance on part two of this, just like the Packers did with Aaron Rodgers. You're either here or you're not. We're not trading you just because you're throwing a hissy fit and getting far less assets back, and we're gonna lose anyway, right? If we trade you, what are we getting back in return? I actually have a thought, and it's based on one of the names that Steve brought up in his update. We'll do that in about 5 minutes from now. That maybe it carries risk, but might give you the rewards you're seeking. But being able to just say, you signed a 4-year extension with us. You play in Brooklyn or you're hanging out on Twitter. Or you co-host a show with David Letterman and move on. Right? And really put it to the wall in terms of what he wants to do in terms of extending his career. He signed
a
deal.
But here's the problem. You know, we know this is a player-run league at this point, and we know that you're not only trading on actual capital, you're trading on draft capital, and you're also trading on social capital. You're trading on whether or not a free agent can trust you. And how you treat stars is very important in this league. It's very important in all leagues. You know, if all of a sudden, you know, an Aaron Donald was suddenly traded to Detroit for four first-round picks because overnight the Los Angeles Rams, you know, decided to do an about-face and begin their rebuild. Yeah, I mean, it would give star players a little reticence to do business with the Rams for a little while. It's like, whoa, you just took a cornerstone piece of your franchise and you just spun them off like that. Now, I'm not saying Kevin Durant has been in Brooklyn for an extended cup of coffee. Like, this isn't like he's been there like Steph Curry in Golden State, but the fact remains, if you're trying to build a social rapport and a trust with other free agents, right now Kevin Durant looks like the villain. If you're the Nets, you do not want that narrative to flip. You do not want to. Now, don't get me wrong. You don't want to get hosed on draft capital you can receive back for him, but you also want to make sure that Kevin's happy when he leaves. Even as mad as you are at him and as frustrated as you are with the situation that he's now created for you this offseason, you have to find a way to appease him, because otherwise you could miss out on, who knows, you know, maybe LeBron decides to finish his career in Brooklyn. Maybe, you know, you name it. Ja Morant at some point gets upset with Memphis, but oh, geez, remember the way his agent will know.
You mean that they tried to hold him up to his end of a contract that he signed? Oh, the horrors!
It doesn't matter. I know. Look, I'm with you, and I understand everybody who's hearing the sound of my voice like these spoiled athletes and Rich is just... No, look, Rich is doing what the only thing I know to do, which is telling you the truth, and it's a hard truth.
No, I completely recognize where, certainly in the NBA and the NFL, guys have tried.
Again, oh, yeah.
Owing to Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
And doesn't mean that behind the scenes they didn't wield some clout. And for Aaron Rodgers, he certainly got his giant pot of gold to stick around.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, it all worked out in his favor. And if you can argue about whether he needed to get all that cash or not, I'm not going to tell and run a guy's wallet. But generally, you sign a deal, and before the ink, in this case, is really even dry, because you haven't played a minute on the contract that to allegedly want out. Now, you could always say, hey, they didn't give me what we had agreed to in principle, and I guess that's where this would lie in terms of how Kyrie was handled. Because to hear Kyrie say it, I mean, he was part of the brain trust going forward. So that always rolls through. But yeah, what it does is right now it clogs the system.
Yeah,
it does. And as Adrian Wojnarowski said, it could take a couple of days to flush this out. What a great metaphor and analogy and visual, because perhaps you're having dinner right now. He's Rich Hornberger in for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here at Fox Sports Radio. I'll tell you one player whose name came up in Steve's update that might solve some of the issues. But again, there's risk involved. Hey, if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, welcome in. Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, Rich Hornberger. In for Jason tonight. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Now, as the NBA silly season is upon us, a lot of us just sit around with bated breath waiting for what happens with Kevin Durant, right? Because nothing's happening with Kyrie Irving until that's settled, right? Particularly if the only real destination for Kyrie is Los Angeles, because in order to make the money work, either Anthony Davis or Russell Westbrook has to come back in the deal.
Yep.
And from all reports, there's no chance that Anthony Davis is that guy. But what about this in terms of facilitating a deal to get Kevin Durant moved? Rich, in his update, Steve mentioned it, seen it reported that it's closing in. 5 years, $231 million, Zion Williamson with the Pelicans.
Whoa.
So you shuffle him out to Brooklyn. Now, it's obviously got a lot of risk associated. given the fact that he's played in 85 games in his 3 years in the NBA, health and weight and all of those things. But we've seen some great videos of him with his windmill dunks and stuff.
Yep.
And obviously you wish and hope that it's not Greg Oden and rather some version of a Joel Embiid story, right, where you have injuries and issues that beset your career at the start, and then eventually you find your way. Now, will you miss some time now and again? Sure. But Embiid is now annually an MVP candidate, right? And the guy that we talk about, and now he fights about it. Congratulations to Nikola Jokic, by the way.
On
that deal. We'll get into that in about 10 minutes because I saw a lot of hand-wringing over that. Like, again, if they're paying that kind of money, they can afford to pay that kind of money. It's not hard. But I'll do that rant later. But if Zion's getting a max, and that was a question for a while, Rich, as to whether that would happen, but it at least gets you in the ballpark to where maybe you can have a conversation. Here's a young guy. You can try to build a little bit of a lottery ticket, but the money left on KD's deal, not horribly out of range, right? You got to get within the certain percentage based on their idiotic rules. And we move forward from there. How's that for us? I solve problems.
Yeah. I think the Pelicans, in terms of Zion Williamson, at least from what we heard from Mark Medina last night, they're pretty set on building around him. Like you pointed out, the idea of Joel Embiid, there are stories like that where a guy is kind of a slow simmer first couple of years for whatever reasons, injuries or playing time. I mean, James Harden, you look at the first 3 years of his career in OKC, it was relatively pedestrian. He was a really good sixth man. And then he became a superstar when he left for Houston. It's just one of those things where you really you don't know until you know in this league. It sounds like the Pelicans are interested in keeping Zion Williamson around long term, but who knows? It also sounded like KD was interested in building a super team in Brooklyn, and now that team could be without Harden, Kyrie, KD, and left with Ben Simmons by the end of this offseason.
No, so that's it. The last guy who, again, hasn't played a game in a long time.
Right.
So
yeah,
go all on based on potential.
Yep.
Here's Simmons and here's Zion. Let's go. I don't know.
I mean, anything's possible. Unlikely, but anything's possible. But
hey, USC and UCLA left after over 100 years. Don't be sad that it's over. Be glad it happened. We talk more NBA silly season, big business next. Rich, in for Jason. I'm Mike. Thanks for hanging out with us here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.